what I did during lunch break was make the mistake of reading the schedule, the what this course was supposed to be. I shouldn't have done that. What this course is supposed to be this time is we're supposed to talk about unchurched, non-churched, and de-churched. I can do that real quickly, but it probably does need to happen, okay? That is to say that because we're in our second and a half generation of the biblically illiterate, where there's almost no knowledge of the Bible and where there is a decreasing sense of natal denominationalism, of natal connection as we become more and more sick. And while the UK is in three and a half to four generations and removed from it, we have developed, or the Church of England has developed, a taxicology, a missional taxicology, or taxonomy rather, that is worth mentioning, and it seems to be very useful to emergent Christians, and that's the distinction between non-churched, de-churched, and unchurched. The de-churched are those who probably actually were in church sometime during their first 20 years, and there's no elegant or pleasant way to put it. They are so pissed at the church that they're furious. They are absolutely angry. They're angry because they're gay and it scorned them, or they're angry because they're a woman and it scorned them, or they're angry because they couldn't play cards on Sunday like everybody else, or they're angry because they couldn't go to movies on Sunday, or they couldn't go to Little League, or they're mad because they couldn't dance, or they're mad because they don't believe in the atonement. I mean, who knows? But they're angry over a whole panoply of things, and they regard themselves as damaged. They are not going to come near an institutional church. You can forget it. It is not going to happen. But they are ripe. That is the biggest mission field in the world right now. And it's ripe because they are mad. It means they still care. Anger comes from people who care still. And these are the people you find in pubs. And these are the people two beers later who will tell you exactly what's wrong with the damn church. And will start the conversation. And the richest field, if you're inclined to be in pubs, the richest field for missional work is the de-churched, because they are angry. They are matched at the other end of the extreme by the unchurched. And the unchurched are those who probably went to church at some point or other, okay? But then they moved. And most of us now, part of the greater emergence is the fact that most of us move 6.5 times in our adult lives. Don't you feel good about it? 6.5 times you're going to move your physical thing. But that's okay. Most of you are going to have more than 8 jobs before it's over. It's going to change. And I'm not talking about being made manager at McDonald's where you were just flipping hamburgers. I'm talking about changing from flipping hamburgers to making stockings and the whatever. Anyway, the unchurched are those who had some church experience, and then they moved. And the first Sunday, they were unloading the van. And the second Sunday, they were too tired. And by the third Sunday, they got out of the habit. They are Laodiceans. I can't ever say that word. Laodicea. Anyway, they're the people that get spewed out of your mouth because they're lukewarm. You can probably forget them unless you're really energetic. They may come drifting back or for some reason, but they're not a rich a rich mission field. They just are lukewarm, and they're there. Now we get to the non-churched. The non-churched are those who are absolutely naked. They're as naked as the day their mother bore them, and they are the right field for emergence. That is to say, they have no particular knowledge of dogma. They have no sense of doctrine. They haven't been programmed in any way. They are tabula rasa, and they're there to. And they come to emergence gathering because they feel a yearning, which they define usually as being spiritual. You hear less of spiritual and not religious, but they define it as some sort of spiritual need, or some kind of need to know what this story is about, or some kind of yearning, and get this, those of you who are in the arts, some kind of yearning to what it is that happens at a Taizé service, or at a Celtic service, or at one of those evening, one of the things that Anglicanism has is that evening prayer, which no Anglicans can stand, but which emergents just absolutely love, to run an emergent, right? I mean, it's the hardest service in the world to get people to come in it. You may be different at Grace, but it's a booger to try to get Anglicans to come support it for the first 6 weeks before it takes off, much less to be readers during it. What? You want me there at 5:30 for 35, 40 minutes of that? You know? But if it's chanted, if it's done right, it has a huge appeal for the folk who are non-churched. It's a way in, and it is the arts. And the other thing, of course, is that movies are a huge way in, because it opens up the rut for conversation. I meant it when I said the most influential piece of theology written in the last half of the last century is Matrix, hands down. And it raises questions, and you can take it from there. So anyway, that taxonomy is very helpful, added to the fact that if you think home missions is going to Appalachia with, to sit on a dirt floor with folk and tell them the Word of God, you're crazy, because they've already had God for 200 years. They're doing just fine. Missions is your nearest Starbucks. Missions is your nearest yoga class. Missions is your nearest after-school class. And your nearest pub. That's where the mission is. And to open it in your business as primarily musicians or visual artists, is to open those doors and start doing something in music, doing it in the afternoon, and let them come in. But you have to be with a church that'll let you open the doors to whoever happens to walk in.